I'm Bing Bing.
And I'm Simon Jack.
And together we host Good Bad Billionaire,
the podcast exploring how some of the world's richest people made their fortunes.
And we are back with a brand new series and a brand new lineup of billionaires.
Yes, movie megastar Arnold Schwarzenegger,
America's richest self-made businesswoman Diane Hendricks,
and co-founder of Snapchat, Evan Spiegel, to name just a few.
And we're asking you, the listener, to decide if they're good, bad, or just another billionaire.
That's Good Bad Billionaire.
Listen first on BBC Sounds.
BBC News at 4 o'clock. One of the two men freed in error from Wandsworth Prison in South London has handed himself back in. 35-year-old William Smith was mistakenly released on Monday. Police are still searching for 24-year-old Brahim Kadur Sharif. There's been fierce criticism of the justice system for letting them go. Mark Fairhurst from the Prison Officers Association says austerity has hit his sector hard.
This is down to decades of underinvestment. We let over 7,000 staff leave under the early exit scheme. Under austerity measures, we lost over 100,000 years of experienced staff. And with these latest releases in error, I think a lot of it is down to systemic issues and most certainly a lack of training for staff in all areas.
A man's been jailed for life for the murder of a father of two after running him over in his car. Hassan Junger killed 46-year-old Chris Marriott when he deliberately rammed into a crowd of people during a brawl at his sister's wedding reception in 2023. Mr. Marriott had stopped at the scene moments before to help Junger's sister, who had been injured. The mother of the Southport killer, Axel Rudakabana, has said she's profoundly sorry for her family's failure to stop last year's stabbing attack. She told the public inquiry into the killings that she grieved for her son, but most of all for the innocent lives lost. Labour's new deputy leader has told the BBC that ministers should keep a promise not to raise income tax, national insurance and VAT in the budget. Lucy Powell, who's not in the cabinet, said there was no question that the party should follow through on its manifesto commitment amid speculation that the Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, could increase taxes. And the BBC has upheld 20 impartiality complaints over how the presenter Martine Croxall altered a script she was reading on the BBC News Channel which referred to pregnant people. Ms. Croxall changed it to say women and made a facial expression which, according to the complaints unit, expressed a controversial view about trans people. BBC News.
Astronomers have new evidence which could change our understanding of the expansion of the universe. In Inside Science this afternoon, one top physicist will give us his take on whether the dark energy pushing our universe apart is getting weaker. And with the Turing Prize, the Nobel Prize, and now this week the Queen Elizabeth Prize for Engineering under his belt, Geoffrey Hinton knows a thing or two about artificial intelligence. He'll be talking about the science of superintelligence. Could AI really bring about the end of humanity? BBC Inside Science is at 4:30. But first, here's David Aronovich with the briefing room.